Good morning, Noel Sens.
Good morning, Ali. It's a bit of a state of excitement here this morning, isn't it?
And how so exactly? That you is it exciting because you've come in from the cold and your hands are like ice blocks?
Yep, I'm warm now. It's lovely in here in Gold FM. It's really good.
So we're chatting this morning, as always, on cycling. Bendigo Club Tour last week. Now, one of the local lads performed particularly well in that.
Well, they all rode well. I think there's about 24 or 25 Bendigo guys in the senior tour. They had three grades in the senior tour, A, B and C. And they also had a junior two-day tour. That was really good. That was huge representation of Bendigo kids. The senior tour was really good, though. They had a world champion one, a guy called Sam Welsford, who's originally from Western Australia. He's been a Commonwealth Games gold medalist and a world track champion. And he won, so that's a pretty big achievement to have him in town riding the club tour.
That is good.
A young guy from Melbourne, Luke Plapp, he's only 17. He comes second, 17 years old, maybe 17.
So a big future
maybe
ahead.
Maybe 16. Yeah, young kid, he's going to the Junior World Championships this year. So he came second. And a bit of bad luck for Shepparton's Brad Norton. He was coming third, and he was only like 12 seconds off the lead, but his wife had a nasty crash and she had to go to hospital, so he had to pull out of the tour. So that's bad luck for Brad. It was a good tour, though. Bendigo kids did really well in there also, being in the top dozen. And,
it was
a great tour.
Top dozen's good.
Big representation of people from all over Victoria riding a big club tour here. But probably bigger than that, overseas, the Tour of Switzerland, the Tour de Suisse is on at the moment. Imagine being over there in the hills, Ali.
I was thinking, when you mentioned the Tour of Switzerland, like, that is one hilly place.
Yeah. I actually raced there years ago. It's a beautiful place. You can buy chocolate everywhere. It's great. But it was a nice place. Beautiful country over there. Very clean. I think they'd lock you up if you threw litter on the sidewalk over there.
Not a bad thing, in my opinion. Anyway. Yeah. So what? How long has the Tour of Switzerland been going now?
It's been going for about a week so far, and an Australian's actually leading the tour, Richie Port. Richie's from Tasmania. He's one of our big hopefuls for the Tour de France coming up in a few weeks' time. So Richie's got a lead at the moment. Whether he holds on or not, it's waiting to be seen, I suppose. He's a very good rider, but he usually has a bit of bad luck. And big thing, though, Strathfield Say or Bendigo's Jack Haig is fifth in the top five, a Bendigo rider in fifth. I think you asked me the question a couple of weeks ago. How would a Bendigo rider go on the Tour of Italy? We talked about the three, and it's actually, and I said, they wouldn't go in the top echelon because they'd be working. But now Jack Haig's been chosen as the leader of the Australian team after his good ride on the Tour of Italy, which is a big thing.
That is.
We've never had a Bendigo rider actually being the GC rider. That's called general classification, which means you're going for the win.
Uh-huh.
So the Australian team, Mitchelton Scott, which we've talked about, owned by a former Bendigo resident Jerry Ryan, that's they're backing Jack Haig to try and win the Tour de Suisse. That's a pretty big thing for a local kid who started off riding here, and he's been a pro for probably 3 years, being the chosen rider to lead in the Tour of Switzerland. So he's coming fifth, so he's got a big chance. So that would be a great thing for Bendigo, wouldn't it?
All eyes on Jack, absolutely. It'd be fantastic.
Go Jack Haig, a former mountain bike rider, now one of the top professional cyclists in the world.
All right, well, we'll watch with bated breath what happens. Bruce, of course, will be back to chat to you next week, but I'll be keeping an eye on Jack myself now, knowing that.
No worries, Ali.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate it.
Lovely to work with you.
Likewise, it's been a pleasure. Let's do it again down the track, eh?
For sure.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Same to you, Ellie.
It's 13 to 9. Noel Sens on cycling, Central Victoria's Gold.